This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for contacting Geekscore Customer Care. This is Angelica. How can I help you?
Hi, Angelica. This is Savannah at XPO. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, ma'am.
Great. Can I give you the FMS number so you can follow along with us?
Okay, ma'am. What would that be?
Let's see. I lost it for a minute. Sorry about that. We've got 7747-8263.
Thank you, ma'am. And the name?
I've got Erin Rollins, 83 North River Road, Epping, New Hampshire, 03042.
Thank you, ma'am. We show the phone number to be 603-344-1467.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. And what's going on, Ms. Rollins?
My tech Chris went out, he was on
his way out to perform the waterline install, and during his pre-call, he actually called and was advised that the Erin Rollins, that's the fiance on the account, and her fiance would be the one at the home for the install to be completed. So he called him to let him know he was on the way, and in talking with the fiance at the home, he got very upset because the tech was trying to explain to him that they would need additional work because they don't have a shutoff valve for that water line, so they would have to also add that into the order. The customer got very irate and confrontational with their tech and actually hung up the phone on them. I did attempt to call the customer and see if I could, you know, figure out what was going on more, and did not get an answer. So,
okay.
It looks like at this point, this order is just going to be canceled. Our tech did attempt to go out there when he called the customer. He got upset and irate and hung up the phone, and I haven't been able to contact them back.
Okay. So the order will go in rescheduling status. Not a problem. I'm placing you on hold momentarily, okay, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Tech was doing this pre-call for a water line installation, and for some reason, in talking to the customer, he was letting them know, like, there's obviously not a shut-off valve, so he's letting the guy know, well, that's going to be an additional cost, and the guy cussed him out and hung up the phone. So I tried to call, and now my tech's like, I ain't fucking with him, I ain't going out there, you know? And so I tried to call the customer to confirm, like, hey, you're upset, I understand, okay, cool, call him DOD. But he didn't answer. But I mean, all this is just notation, right? I can't cancel it. Yeah. Okay. But he's not due a trip charge because he didn't go out there, right? Waiting on DOD to contact him. Yeah, I'm on phone with DOD. Yeah. Do you? Sometimes I try. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Is my piano? But I didn't start playing the piano.
You ready for the Kiss ID?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready when you are.
This will be 286.
Yes, ma'am.
337.
Yes, ma'am.
116.
All right. I've got 286, 337, 116.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I thank you, Angelica, for your help today.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
You do the same. Thank you.